After reaching number 5 with his first hit in 1954, That's All Right Mama, Elvis Presley, in 1955, had 2 hits, Baby Let's Play House and Mystery Train. Baby Let's Play House is a song written and originally recorded by Arthur Gunter in 1954 and covered by Elvis the following year on Sun Records. A line from the song, "I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man," was borrowed by John Lennon for the Beatles song Run for Your Life, released on the Rubber Soul album in 1965. The Presley version differs greatly from the original. Presley started the song with the chorus, where Gunter began the song with the first verse, and he replaced Gunter's line with, "You may get religion," with the words, "You may have a pink Cadillac," referring to his custom-painted 1955 Cadillac that they also used to serve as the band's transportation at that time. Baby Let's Play House was on the 4th issue of a Presley record by Sun Records and hit number 5 on the Billboard Country Single Charts in July 1955. Let's take a listen to Elvis in Baby Let's Play House. Baby, 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 come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And I'll be, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. All in the house, baby. This is one thing, baby, that I want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Hit it! Try to understand. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. And I'd love it, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Sometimes, I can hear those sounds of those horses from the movie Young Frankenstein. Of course, every time they said her name, here came the horses. That was a very, very funny movie. Before we get to our next number, last week we talked a little bit about Jim Boyd and where he came from and so forth. When I retired from corporate life, and I was in corporate business for 25 years with the same company, and then I retired, and we moved from Southern Illinois, to be exact, Marion, Illinois area, for those that are listening from Illinois, and then we moved to a town called Bowling Green, Missouri, and this is up right south of Hannibal, Missouri, and I know that we have several listeners from that area. So we lived there for 7 years, and here's a little story about that. We were enjoying our life up there for those 7 years and so forth, and the temperatures up there are a little bit different than down here, because in the winter time it could get 9 below zero at times. So it was really a different environment, but you learned to live with that, and you just learned to bundle up. And we had a home that had a circular driveway that came in. There was a lot of shoveling snow there. So it came to be that as we get older, sometimes we think we need to get moving and get near family. We had no family up there. We had family in Wyoming, and that's colder. And then we had family in a country called Vanuatu, which used to be called New Hebrides, and it's an island chain south Pacific area, not too far south from Australia and New Zealand. So we have a family that lives here. They had moved down there about a year before we moved. So we thought, well, let's put the house up for sale, which we really didn't. We said, if somebody knocks on our door, it means that it's time to move. And guess what? That happened. We had someone go up to my wife. She was a swimmer. She still is at the Y, and said, Tava, do you know anyone that lives in Briarwood Estates, which is where we lived, Briarwood Estates, that would be willing to sell their house? Well, we talked about it 5 days before that. They came that day. They walked the property, looked at the house, and said, what do you want for it? We sat down at a table, worked out an agreement, and here we are down here in beautiful southern Alabama, where it does not get 9 below 0. Got cold, but whenever you feel cold, brothers and sisters that live down here, just think what it's like up north. Well, we're going to get going here with Elvis Presley and continue on with him. His version of Mystery Train was first released on August 20th, 1955, as the B-side of a song called I Forgot to Remember to Forget. In 2003, Rolling Stone magazine ranked it number 77 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Sam Phillips at Sun Studios again produced the recording and featured Presley on vocals and rhythm guitar, Scotty Moore on lead guitar, and Bill Black on bass. Moore used a country lead break and fingerstyle pick-in with a touch of slapback echo. RCA Victor re-released this recording in November 1955 after requiring it as part of a contract with Elvis. This issue of the song peaked at number 11 on the National Billboard Country charts, and Mystery Train is now considered to be an enduring classic. It was the first recording to make Elvis Presley a national known country music star. Now Elvis.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all mine, she's my all mine. Train, 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 coming round the bend. Well, it took
it never will again, never will again.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
Well, you may want the moon, but we're giving you rock and roll back to 1955 this afternoon. We hope that you're enjoying what you're listening to, because we are really telling the stories about how rock and roll was formed and the great artists that really made a difference in rock and roll. Now we're going to go to a guy by the name Bill Haley and his Comets. He recorded his song, See You Later, Alligator, on December 12, 1955 for Decca Records. The song was featured in Rock Around the Clock, which was a musical film Haley and the Comets began shooting in 1956. See You Later, Alligator also peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Cashbox Pop Singles. Haley's arrangement is a fast-paced, and the addition of 2 4-beat changed the song from a rhythm and blues to what we call shuffle right into rock and roll. The song starts out with a high-pitched childlike voice belonging to Haley's lead guitarist reciting the title of the song. The ending of the song was virtually identical to the conclusion of Haley's earlier hit, which we did last week, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Bill Haley's recording of See You Later, Alligator popularized the catchphrase already used in the time, and Princess Margaret in the United Kingdom was quoted as saying this phrase as well. Now, I have a special granddaughter, and she comes over to visit us every once in a while, and when she started coming, her name's Charlotte, and I would actually, when she's leaving, would say, see you later, alligator, and she would say, after a while, crocodile.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. Thought of what she told me nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. Pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you'll forgive me and say your love for me is true? I said, wait a minute, Gator, I know you mean it just for play. I said, wait a minute, Gator, I know you mean it just for play. And this is what I have to say.
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know you can't my style?
See you later, alligator.
Stay with us, folks. Things could break any minute now, but right now, back to our regular program.
And your regular program is the Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies, doing 1955 this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying it. Boyd Byron Bennett, he's got my last name for his first name, an American rockabilly songwriter and singer, was born in December 1924, passed away on June 2nd, 2002, at 77 years of age. His biggest hit, 17, with his band The Rockets, went all the way up to number 5 on the U.S. charts. It changed record producing, buying, and marketing forever. As Boyd Bennett had predicted, teenagers bought 17 in droves, and other record companies soon began producing songs aimed specifically at the teen market. The record hung around in the top 10 for 5 weeks. When all was said and done, Bennett's 17 had sold 3 million copies.
Solid 17, young enough to dance and sing, old enough to get that swing. Past 16, done been kissed, graduated and got that twist, the kind of love I can't resist. At 17, now sloppy shirt, old blue jeans, dirty shoes, by all means, patch of blonde, crockside hair, jukebox baby ain't no square. 17, hot rod queen, cutest gal you've ever seen. Tell the world I'm really keen on the hip cat doll of 17. Square 17, high rod queen, cutest gal you've ever seen. Tell the world I'm really keen on my hip cat doll of 17.
Forefathers went to trading post, 3 long days' journey to get powder and shot.
Today I drive my Pontiac to town in a few minutes to see the latest Paris gown.
Is this new Pontiac equipped with freewheeling?
Naturally.
Has it synchro silent second?
Of course.
Is the body by Fisher?
Certainly.
Well, apparently Pontiac has all the latest developments of automotive engineering.
Absolutely. That is why Pontiac is today the chief of values.
Now, to bring you up to date on the Pontiacs, for those who never heard of the Pontiacs before, but if you're as old as I am, you remember them. They were started in 1932, and the Pontiac was done away with in 2010. The Cadillacs was a group, American rock and roll, and doo-wop. They were from Harlem, New York. They were active from 1953 to 1962. The group was noted for their 1955 hit, Speedo, and some people say Speedo, but I'm going to say Speedo. It was written by Esther Navarro, which was an instrumental in attracting white audiences to black rock and roll performers. Lyrically, the song tells of Mr. Earl, that was his name, who acquired the nickname Speedo or Speedo because when it came to his pursuit of pretty girls, he don't believe in wasting time and he don't never take it slow.
Boom, boom, boom.
My real name is Mister. Mm-hmm. My real name is there. Lord, for me, grabbing fellas and taking other folks' girls. When well, I y'all can call me Speedo, cause I don't believe in wasting time. Naughty up and come and speed up, cause I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women and I cause them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. Yes, man, Mosquito, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty up and come and speed up, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, I can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Call me Mo, some may call me Joe. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And naughty gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
And, of course, that was from the movie, To Have and Have Not. You got to learn how to whistle, that's right. 16 Tons is a song written by Merle Travis about a coal miner based on the life in the mines of Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. The line, "Another day older and deeper in debt," came from a letter written by Travis's brother, John. This and the line, "I owe my soul to the company's store," are reference to the truck system and to debt bondage. Under the script system, workers were not paid cash. Rather, they were paid with non-transferable credit vouchers that could be exchanged only for goods sold at the company's store. This made it impossible for workers to store up cash savings. Workers also usually lived in company-owned dormitories or houses, the rent for which was automatically deducted from their pay. In the United States, the truck system, of course, was done away with United Mine Workers was formed, and it forced such practices to stop. Now, Ernest Jennings Ford, basically known as Tennessee Ernie Ford, had a TV show, and he sings this song, but he had a little saying whenever he would end the show, and it was, if you remember this, "Bless your pea-picking hearts." Tennessee Ernie Ford in 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the star boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain.
Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you.
Well, we did Coca-Cola earlier, so we have to do Pepsi, right? And give them an old-time commercial that goes back to the 50s. Now we're going to go to a different kind of song. Now, Shirley Goodman and Leonard Lee, known as Shirley and Lee, were an American musical duo active during the 1950s and 1960s. They had R&B hits with their songs Feel So Good, Let the Good Times Roll, and I Feel Good. They were both born and raised in New Orleans. While attending Joseph Clark High School, they recorded a demo, I'm Gone, a song Lee wrote. Now, Eddie Messner, the owner of Aladdin Records, heard the demo and contacted Shirley regarding a contract. Now, she lived with her grandmother. Her grandmother was very, very religious, and she really wasn't too sure that she wanted Shirley to do R&B and blues music. But after he offered her $1,000 to sign on, that was just the signing bonus, well, she gave in. Although Shirley and Lee were never a couple, the duo became known as the Sweethearts of Blues due to the romantic sagas in their songs. And now the number two R&B song in 1955, Feels So Good.
Kiss you, come let me see you what I've been missing. Feel so good now that you're home. Meant to be, feel so good. Now that you're home, come let me hug you, come let me kiss you, come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good. Now that you're home. Thank you. that we were meant to be. Oh, feel so good. Now that you're home, come let me hug you, come let me kiss you, come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good now that you're home.
Well, it's time to say goodbye to you. We hope you enjoyed the 1955 show today. We really enjoyed doing this, and hopefully you learned a few things about these great artists from that year. Next week, we'll continue on with more of the great rock and roll music. We'll go right into 1956. So I want to say from Jim Boy to you, God bless everyone. May God bless you for the rest of this week. And thank you for tuning in to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies right here on WABF.